Voy Rav Papa, on the bottom in Cheslam and Aleph, the bottom list. Chishav, Voy Rav Papa, Dovke Lekomitz Bedofne Demona, Mai. Toch Kliba Inan Vahika, Odil Mahanocha Besocho Kitikuno Bainan Vahaleka. Rashi says, Dovke Lekomitz Bedofne Demona. You had, this is not talking about Chafina, it's talking about the Komitz of a Mincha. So what you do is, you take a Mincha, you're Mekadeshit Bichli, the whole Mincha, and then from that Kli you take out a Komitz and you put it in another Kli Sharis. So now when you put the Komitz in a Kli Sharis, and then you take that Kli Sharis and you put the Komitz from there on the Mizbeach. So when you put the Komitz into the Kli, right, the Shaila is, if you put it in, not in the bottom of the Kli, but you put it, you stick it onto the sides of the Kli. Rashi. Kaimel Maseches Menacha, Shakomitz Ton Matan Kli. When you take the Komitz out of the Mincha, which is already in the Kli Shoris, you have to put the Komitz into another Kli Shoris. The Komitz mitoch Kli Zeh, umekadsho letoch Kli Acher. Your Komitz from the Mincha, which is in a Kli, you put it into another Kli. The imlo nasno b'shulav. You didn't put it into the bottom of the kli. The nasno b'dofno v'dof gomau. You stuck it onto the sides of the kli. Is that called putting it into a kli or not? Putting in means normal. Or lemais, it's inside the kli. That's good enough. That's the shaila. Teiku. Boy mar baravashi. Afche lemona v'davke lekomitz ba'arise demona mahu. Okay. Hanocha besocho ba'inen va'ika, odil mahanocha tikituno ba'inen v'leka. Teiku. So here the shaila is a few different ways of learning the shaila. One way is that that you turned the kli upside down, and the kli has, like some kalim have, some kosos have, a base kibble on the bottom. There's like a base which extends beyond the kli, so if you turn it upside down, you have a little kli. So you turn the kli upside down, and you put the kovetz in the opposite side of the kli. Is that called mesina letzroch hakli? Or since that's not really the kli, that's the opposite side. It's not called the way to do it. That's one way of learning. The other way is Tosa says that you turn the kli inside out. You melted it down. You made the inside the outside, and the outside the inside. So is that called the same kli or not? I guess he probably didn't make it over again, because that's a new kli. So it just means you stretched it around, stretched it out in some way, where the inside became the outside, and the outside became the inside. And the Shita Mikubetzes and the Rambam learn that what you did is you turned the kli upside down, and you threw the kolnetz up into the kli, stuck it on the bottom, but upside down. Is that called putting the kolmetz in the kli? Lemaisa, it's in the kli, and it's even on the bottom of it. Or no, it's what's it called? You have to put it in the normal way. That's the shaila. So the Gemara says, teiku. Boy rapapa, mole chofnov sha'omru, mechukos o gedushos. When it says mole chofnov, you have to take handfuls of ktoris. Does that mean handfuls exactly? Or overflowing handfuls. And even though we had before that you can't have it flowing out of your hands, but does it mean a real gesunta handful or a meager handful? Amrle Rababa Larvashi Toshma Molechov Nav Shaomru Lo Mechukos Velo Gedushos Ela Tfufos. Rashi learns Tfufos. Lashon Dover Tzaf Begova Ma'at. Something that floats a little bit up. Kamo Al Da'atvet Atfuch, which means to drown. Something that floats. So from Rashi is mashma that it can't be exact, but not too much. Somewhere in between that. And others learn tfufos means exactly. It can't be more than a handful. Exactly a handful. Not too much, not too little. Okay. Tznan hosom. Nishba chadam ala ritzva. V'osvo posel. Right? If now we're going back to what's it called, nothing to do with kmitza right now, or chafina at this moment. But lemaisa, you shechted an animal, and now you have to mekabel the dam from the throat of the animal. The blood comes out when you shecht it. You have to mekabel the dam immediately into a kli. If the dam fell on the floor of the azara before it got into the kli, it's possible. min akli ala rizpa, but if it got into the kli and then it poured out, the osmo kosher. Once it went into the kli, even though it fell onto the ground, you can, what's it called, gather it up and be zorik it. But if it fell directly from the neck of the animal onto the floor, then it's possible. Minani mile, how do you know that? There's a difference whether it was in the kli first or not. The Tomer Rabbanan, the lokach midam hapar. When the Pasuk says you have to take means over here the Kabbalah Sadam, from the dam of the par. Midam ha-nefesh, velo midam ha-or. You have to take from dam ha-par, means that which the animal died with. Dam ha-nefesh. Not from blood from the capillaries in the skin. Velo midam ha-tamtzis, and not from the dam ha-tamtzis, that's the blood that the animal didn't die with, that's just auxiliary blood. Midam hapar, dam me hapar yikablenu. Also, we learn from here that midam hapar means dam me hapar. You have to take it directly from the animal. Why? Midam hapar, if you think it means literally, you take from the dam of the par, vafilu mixas dam, then that would mean take some of the dam of the par. Take some dam, midam hapar, from the dam of the par. That would mean that taking part of it would be enough. The Ha'amar of Yehuda on the Kabbal Tzor Shikabbal is called Domo Shopar. Now, Loche is not like that. You have to get all the blood. Shneamar, the Eskol Dam Hapar, Yishpoko, Yisod Mizbacha Ola. Yisod Mizbeach. Which is Mizbacha Ola. What's it called? So, all the Dam, you have to be Shofech. If you weren't Makabal all the Dam, how can you be Shofech all the Dam? So, you can't take Dam Nehapar, some of the Dam from the Par, you have to take all the Dam. So therefore, elishma mina man midam hapar. We don't learn it as it says midam hapar. Eladam mehapar yekablenu kesaver gorin mosif v'darshin. There's a way of darshining a pasuk that when you can't darshin it literally, the way it's written, because of another pasuk that contradicts it, so then you take letters and take them from one word, put them on the other word. So instead of midam hapar, you take the what's it called, the mem, and put it on the what's it called, the par, instead of the dam, and dam meha par. You transpose the mem from word to word. That's called gorin mosifin v'dorshin. It's a way, one of the drachim of darshaning psukim. When you can't learn it as it's written, then you have to darshan it as if it will be written differently.
Is that in the
Shlosh? It's not one of the Shlosh. There's more than Shlosh Yisrei Mido Shatar in the drashas. Those are the main ones. There's 32 and another Bryce or whatever. It's one of the ways the Torah is darshan. Okay, so now the Shiloh is like this. So that's by the dam me'apar. We learned that you have to take the dam directly from the par. You have to take all the dam. If once you put it into a kli, it's kosher. If it fell on the ground, pick it up and you can be mazed. But if it fell directly from the neck onto the ground, then you didn't take dam me'apar. You took a dam meharitzpa, and that's possible. Okay, Rashi. Nishbach adam ala ritzpa, v'lo niskabu b'kli. It never went into a kli. Min ha-kli, mishnehi le'asma perik acher, ve'ein zu b'tzad zu, u'shtei m'sech ha-zvachim. Both are in m'sech ha-zvachim, in different prakim, and they're two different mishnayas. Right? But together they make up the whole story over here. How do you know that if it doesn't go directly from the neck of the animal into the kli, that it's possible? It has to be the blood that flows at the time. The Gemara gives simonim, which is dam hanefesh. It's not the original spurt of blood, because the animal wouldn't die with that. It's after the original spurt, then the blood gets much deeper black color. That's the dam hanefesh. Gorin os mitevazu, mosifin of tevazu v'darshin. We take one os from this word and add it to a different word, and that way we darshin the pasuk. Okay, so now the shaila is like this. So that's clear by Kabbalah Sadab that it has to go directly into a kli and not what's it called, not on the ground first. So now the shaila is like this. What does that have to do with our case? Boy rapop. Nispazer haktoris mimaloch chof nov mahu. If the Kohen dropped the ktoris out of his hands onto the floor, can he pick it up and still use it, or is it possible? Why? Yodo kitsaver behema domi, since the ktoris doesn't have to be put into a kli. Right? Nikar adin. He could take it in his hands. It's impossible, we've already said before, impossible to do in his hand, so he puts it into a spoon. But if it would be possible, you could keep it in your hands and put it directly on the ketores inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore, what's it called? Maybe his hands, the second part of the Shah we shouldn't get to, are like a Kli Shoresh. They're like the Kli. The ketores was already Niskabu, the Kli, since his hands are considered like the Kli. And then if they fall on the ground, no problem. Or maybe not. Maybe Yodo Ketzavar Behema. His hands, since it wasn't put into a Kli yet, right, his hands are like the neck. And it fell on the ground into his, from his hands, never went into a Kli, and therefore it's possible. That's a shayla. Mahu yado ketzaver behema domi upsula al dilma kichli sharis domi velo psula teiku. Rashi doesn't have any Rashi here, right? But that's a shayla. The shayla is that since lemaisa we're going to put it into a kli sharis, so it hasn't gone into the kli sharis yet. Maybe that's possible, or maybe no. Since it doesn't really need a kli sharis, the Kohen's hands are considered like the Kli Shoresh. And once he put the Chatin in his hands, like it was in the Kli Shoresh, and if it fell on the ground, it's still usable. That's the, what's it called, the way Tosis learns the Shaila. Okay. Okay, we're going to leave the rest of tomorrow, because the next starts the Indian of tomorrow's, can't even call it an omelet, it's only 9 lines. But there are worse ones. We'll get to Bava Kama, there's an omelet with 1 line. That'll be a real vacation.